you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 12th, 2018, and you're in for a special surprise as our dear Joey Kroll is in the studio with me. The crowd noise. Joey, you were recently here at the Great News Radio Center for our English conversation class last Thursday. Any special impressions?
Oh, you were part of it. Yeah, you know, that was so neat because you had a police officer from Urbana Police Department stop by and kind of shared a little bit about what to do if there's a burglary or if you feel threatened, call 911 with the group. And just it was a really neat experience, really neat experience.
For those of you that read our past newsletter, we highlighted Joey Kroll and Marianne Simpkins and Holly Burns being additions to the radio ministry and how to get Joey more involved in other things, other facets. And we thought having him here in the studio to observe and see what goes on with the English conversation class, to be seeing the ping pong ministry that takes place. We didn't get Joey on the table or anything. We had a lot of things for him to do, but our board chair, John Jennings, was here. And we're just talking about how Joey can be more involved with programming, with scheduling, with interviews, with special things. In fact, we're even talking about Joey adding some content to the Prime Life Times.
Right.
The Wayside Chapel? Wayside?
What are we thinking? Called it the Wayward Chapel.
Yeah, the Wayward. For those of you that are wayward, this is going to be for you. Yeah, was it the Wayside Chapel?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, Marianne and I and Joey were still praying it all up and figuring out how we can transition those gifts he has over the air into articles or stories or various submissions that'll be in the future. So we're praying that all up. So I thought we need to have Joey back and talk about his upcoming book. And I don't think we've done an update on your pastorate, your calling. Now you've been at the Galilee Baptist Church well over a year. How long has it been?
Almost a year and a half.
Almost a year and a half. Oh, so give us a little update before I read the back cover of your newest book, your second book, At the King's Feet. It's a devotional by Dr. Joey Kroll. So we'll talk about that in a minute, but give us maybe a little update. You've been at the Galilee Baptist Church for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
I fondly remember that first message
that
you gave.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you stuck that microphone right in my face.
That's right.
You're like, all right, now speak loud so we can record it. No, that, you know, it's so neat to get, you get a front row of what God is doing in people's lives. And I'll tell you what, every pastor will kind of like, oh, I don't know about that, that's listening right now. You know, it's not all about numbers. Numbers are important, you know, the attendance and so forth. But it's about the spiritual growth that takes place. And God's Word talks about the certain levels of growth that we're at, the spiritual maturity levels. And it's so great to see people get from level one to level two, so to speak, or from level zero to level one, you know, in their relationship with the Lord. So it is fantastic, and God is on the move.
So you've been there a year and a half, senior pastor of the Galilee Baptist Church.
I'm the only pastor. Just senior pastor makes it sound like, oh, vice president or president of a company.
Yep.
I'm the only pastor.
But you juggle many different tasks, lead studies. Have you done many weddings and funerals? I guess you do a little of everything.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
Okay. So going well.
Yeah, going very well. Exhausting
and
rewarding at the same time.
And yet you still are able to carve out some time for us and our Great News Radio listeners.
Right,
I appreciate that.
You can't get rid of me, Mark.
And we're looking at this long term. And I didn't realize you were just 33 because of all the radio background that you had.
Right.
Married, two children, you know, mature and growing. It's like 33, he's a young whippersnapper.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that because just the other day I was thinking, you know, if I live to be 70, my life is almost half over.
Oh,
that was just a humbling thought.
As most of our listeners are like, I can't even remember what it was like to be 50 or 33 and so forth.
There was somebody on one of the news stories several years ago. It was like the last newscast, so it was like a lighthearted news story. And some lady at a nursing home was turning like 110 or something. something crazy like that. And so they asked her at the nursing home, so how does it feel to be 110? She said, man, I'll do anything to be 70 again, I'll tell you.
Yeah. So, 70 again.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, well, you wrote a second book. It's a devotional. It's titled At the King's Feet, which, incidentally, available here at the Great News Radio Center for the bargain basement price of?
$10.
$10, just like your other book,
right,
which is also available. Maybe you'll sign these. I guess
sure.
You could put your name in the front of them.
Well, you spilled coffee on one of them, yeah. So we'll have to clean that up. No,
no.
Kidding.
Everyone knows I don't drink coffee, so that doesn't work. But At the King's Feet, available here at the Great News Radio Center by Dr. Joey Kroll. Reading from the back cover, we all agree that life can be overwhelming and hectic. The project at work demands our full attention. Our responsibilities at home are piling up. The kids need new shoes, and it's our week to serve in the nursery at church. Life can sometimes seem like a balancing act. However, in Luke chapter 10, we see Jesus visiting the home of Mary and Martha. While Martha was in the kitchen tending to all the things that needed to be done, Mary was sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to his every word. This passage reminds us that while everything and everyone demands our attention, we need to make it a point to prioritize our life and protect our alone time at the King's feet. Dun, dun, dun. At the King's feet. Devotional by Dr. Joey Kroll. So what was the impetus? What got you thinking along the lines of right. doing a devotional or starting a second book? Or was there a series of, you know, Joey, how about doing this? Or what was the catalyst, I guess,
right.
behind
yeah,
this
good,
book?
Good point. Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, the more I hang out with God's people, not just at church, but just in, you know, holy circles, you know, I'm realizing it's hard for folks today in our culture, in our country, to get back into the Word of God. For many folks, they can honestly say, you know what, it's been months since I sat down and read God's Word. Hmm. And it's hard for people to study the Word of God and the Bible. So I thought, you know, God, what can I do to help people, point them back into your Word? And so I wrote a little devotional, like a page and a half. And then there's a going deeper part in the book that has you go ahead and read this passage, and it asks you questions, more of an engaging thing rather than a one-way, you know, you read these words and then you, the next day you read another page. It goes a little bit deeper and, you know, Lord, what can I do to help point people back into your Word? And, you know, you look at the newspapers today, look at the headlines. There's a lot of ungodly things going on. And if the church, if we're not in our Word, Mark, we're going to be confused right. and we're going to be messed up, cockeyed spiritually.
And I like how each and every devotional thought on the next page or next to it, it says go in deeper. And so here's a, for instance, I just opened it up to page, let's see, page 86, and this contains 140 pages, but Acquainted with Our Grief is the title of this devotional. And then there you give a scripture, Hebrews 4:15, and then you had, how does this passage bring us comfort? And then why do you think we relate to those who have struggled with the same things we do? Mm. And then you have, how have you experienced God's comfort in your grief? And so that's kind of like the going deeper, where right. after they read this devotional, they can think through these thoughts. So it looks like not only do you give a scripture, but things for people to go deeper or think through.
Right. And you know what? And my prayer is this to be a resource, an arrow that points you back to your time with the Lord in his Word, in his presence, and prayer and so forth. And you kind of read the back of the book that talks about Luke chapter 10, Mary and Martha. Mary sitting down, hanging out with Jesus while Martha's doing all the things that need to do. All of us, at one time or another, identify with Martha. And getting stuff done, that's important. Mark, you being the president, or who are you here? You're the president,
president,
CEO,
general manager,
board of directors,
chief bottle washer,
yeah, right.
newspaper deliverer now.
Yeah, I know, right?
You name it.
You know how busy life can be. I mean, everything. You got hands and arms grabbing at your attention and so forth. And we need to make it a priority to get back. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And you know what? There have been many times in my life where I could look back, Mark, and say, you know what? I'm exhausted. I have not spent any time with the Lord. And you feel that. You feel like, Lord, I need to get reconnected with you.
Now, I see in the very beginning of this book, you have some acknowledgments, and your mother plays a role.
Yes.
You highlighted her, little Lottie.
I dedicated my first book to my wife, because that's called Having Your Priorities in Mind. Yeah. So that's what that's called.
It's called Staying Out of the Doghouse, too.
I know. It's cold, too. It's wintertime. You don't want to go in the doghouse. And then I wanted to do something special for my mom, because she is the one who's given me life. She's the one that supported me, cheered me on, and loved me since day one.
Yeah, you put, this book is dedicated to the beautiful woman of Lottie Kroll.
Yeah.
Thank you for your years of love and sacrifice. I love you, Mom. What did she say when you put this first edition into her hands?
Well, you know what? You would think it would be like a tearful moment, like, oh, what? She said, thank you. That's what she said. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Mom. All right, sweet. She just, thank you. All right, Mom. Oh, that's great.
What was the stories behind? How did you determine what devotional thoughts you wanted to deal with or wrestle with or help people grow deeper?
You know what? It's I would love to say that, you know, there was a strategic.
It was written on a tablet.
Yeah, right.
God handed it to you through the clouds.
Yeah. But these are things that were just coming to me, and a lot of it out of my own life experiences. You know, we talked about dealing with grief, dealing with broken dreams and so forth. You know, my wife and I found out a couple of years ago that we can't have kids. Mm. And for a woman, that's a big deal. And for a guy, when it's because of you, you know, you don't feel like a man. I mean, let's just be real here. And so there's a lot of struggles in that I've seen God in a whole new way before. And coming out of those experiences, that there's some of those devotional thoughts and so forth. And there's some cute little humor in there, too. You know, there was Jesus shared that even if you hated your brother in your heart, you're guilty of murder. And a pastor was sharing that one time, and so my wife nudged me. She said, I'm sorry, I killed you three times this morning. So, you know, there's this cute little devotional thoughts that point you back to God's word, but a little bit of life in there, too.
Sure, sure. Well, I see there's not a table of contents, because I was going to say, how do you pick all these topics? So they just kind of came through your life experiences, through maybe something you're reading in Scripture and thought, hey, I want to go deeper. I want the people that are reading this to go deeper with me on this.
Right.
So you've taken us through your own kind of journey, or just something that you've studied and had certain impressions on. You know, I'm just looking, Winnie the Pooh and Jesus. When the Word enters the church, God's unlikely hero, God's masterpiece. Is there room in your inn when hurting people hurt others? Mm. So hate is murder. So maybe that's what you're referring to. Uncashed checks. How about picking out? Did you have a favorite, one or two that you can maybe read and we can talk through?
Yeah. Let's look at verse. I'm getting in pastor mode. Verse 16. Page 16. It's called Believing. Now, your brother Stu's a big Chicago Blackhawks fan.
Yes, yes. As are you.
Yeah, oh,
in
yeah.
Fact,
we love it.
Where did I see that in your book here? You kind of highlight something about the author. Oh, yeah, there it is in the second or third sentence. He enjoys couponing and cheering on the Chicago Blackhawks with his family.
Yeah, we haven't done a lot of cheering for them this year, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But believing it,
you still were cheering, but you haven't been able to cheer much because they keep losing.
Yeah, they don't give. We feel like Chicago Bears fans now. So
yeah.
I don't know. But what were we talking about, Mark?
Let's see, believing.
Yeah. Page 16, not verse 16. In our home, we love hockey, and in particular, the Chicago Blackhawks, and we love sitting on our sectional couch with our big bowl of popcorn, cheering on our team to victory, which we haven't been doing much often, unfortunately.
Okay, now he's reading from this book,
At
the King's Feet, devotional. I thought you were storytelling, and I'm looking, you're reading right
out
of your own
book. I am storytelling my own story, but in, okay.
As you can purchase multiple copies here at the Great News Radio
Center.
Yes,
that's right.
$10.
So am I reading it now? Or
yes,
okay. All right.
Back to Believing, page 16.
Verse 16.
At the King's Feet, devotional.
Okay.
Dr. Joey Kroll.
All right, so I say, you could say we believe in our Chicago Blackhawks. Believe is a pretty strong word. John chapter 3, verse 16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is probably one of the most well-known verses in God's word. Many people live their lives declaring they believe in Jesus Christ, but their actions seem to contradict that. In the New Testament, the word believe has always been an action word. If we say that we believe on the Lord Jesus, then our lives should reflect that belief. Hmm. If you looked at our family, you would say that we believe in our Chicago Blackhawks. We have jerseys, mugs, shirts, bobbleheads, and posters of our favorite team. It is no surprise to our friends and family that we follow the Hawks. The same should be true for the believer. If we truly believe in Christ, our minds, hearts, words, and decisions should reflect that.
Hmm. Well, Joey, let's go deeper. Oh, what do you know? There's a verse here. There are some questions about going deeper. Take us through.
Okay.
Reading from At the King's Feet devotional, available here at the Great News Radio Center.
I love this. So Matthew 7:15 verses 15 to 20. You got a Bible on you, Mark?
Bible right here. Is NIV appropriate enough for you?
Well, I got one of these Bibles on my phone.
Okay.
We call it the Google Bible in our house. So Matthew 7:15-20 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the question is, what are some areas in your life that bear good fruit? See, these questions kind of go take you to own the devotional, own the scripture of, okay, how does this work in my life?
Now, when you say own, remember from last Thursday's conversational English group, what do you mean when you own something? Somebody might say, what do you mean by that? When you own something?
Personalize it.
Okay.
Apply it to your life.
Okay. Take it to heart when,
right.
when it's yours. I say I believe, well, show me. Don't
right.
let it just be words.
Right.
Okay. You own it, you're doing it.
Would your closest friends, family, or coworkers be surprised if they found out you were a follower of Christ?
Yeah, what is that comment they say? If you were indicted in the court of law as far as being a believer, is there enough evidence to convict you of this?
Right. And what are some areas that still need to be surrendered to Christ in your life? Now, there's a lot of space after that because we know that there's a lot to fill in for sure. So,
what are some areas? So I'm thinking to the listener that just tuned in today, they say, well, I believe in Jesus or I follow him or I'm a Christian. But are there areas that still need to be surrendered to Christ? And I think for many people, they become believers or followers of Jesus, but have they dealt with the lordship issue Monday through Saturday?
Right.
Do they say, okay, Lord, I'm not just following you on Sunday, but at the workplace, during my hobbies, my other activities, is he Lord over all those spaces, if you will?
Our language. Is he the Lord of our language? Is he the Lord of our resources? Is he the Lord in your marriage as well? I mean, what areas in your life still need to be surrendered to Almighty God? And he is to be Lord over all, not 99.7%. So
all means all?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it.
Yeah, all means all. This is called Going Deeper with Joey Kroll out of his devotional book, At the King's Feet, by Dr. Joey Kroll, available at the Great News Radio Center. Is there other ways for them?
Yeah, Amazon.com. Just look up Joey Kroll, K-R-O-L.
Amazon.com, or stop by the Galilee Baptist Church in the Decatur area.
We'll have to put some books there, too, now. Thank you. Yep, we'll do that.
I'll talk to the deacons, elders, church staff.
I'm a little uneasy with selling my books at church. That's like
the
Jesus is going to flip some tables or something.
Yeah. All right, the Great News Radio Center here at Lincoln Square, Amazon.com. Type in Joey Kroll. And a quick little plug for your other book. What's the title?
Common Misunderstandings About God, Jesus, and the Bible. Takes a look at a lot of the misnomers or misunderstandings. Does God really help those who help themselves? Does God really put on more? Will never put too much on us that we can't bear? Did Jesus really not say anything about homosexuality? I mean, so it takes a look at all the things that confuse people, the muddy waters of faith, and we look at it with the Word of God and address those issues.
And Joey has all the answers,
yeah.
And that book is also
God's
available.
Word has all the answers.
Yeah. Available here at the Great News Voices Radio Center. And that first book was just, it's a couple of years ago, right?
Something like that, yeah.
A couple of years ago. And this one came out recently, At the King's Feet, devotional, about 140 or so pages with various topics to help you grow and have a good start to your day. And then there's a Growing Deeper segment that gives you usually key verses and then two or three or four challenging questions to literally help you go deeper and to have that intimate relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So hope you'll purchase copies, maybe one for yourself, a couple for family members, get some for your friends. Is there a discount for 10 or more copies?
Well, you know what? Putting me on the spot there, Mark. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't have the resources, just take the book. Just contact me here at the radio ministry. Like, Joey, I can't afford it, but I feel like it would be a benefit between me and the Lord and my relationship with Him. Just email me. I'll even pay for the shipping.
That email address, Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org, Joey at greatnewsradio.org, or stop by the Great News Radio Center. I'll get Joey to leave additional copies in the days ahead. They're available for $10, and like Joey mentioned, if you only have five, we'll accept the five, and just bless somebody with it. Read it, pass it on to a friend or a neighbor. It's titled At the King's Feet. It's a devotional by Dr. Joey Kroll, also available at Amazon.com. Joey, how about closing out our program with a prayer for those that are busy about life's work, demands, maybe heartaches, struggles, the race in the work, they're behind in different things that they have to do or accomplish, a blessing on them and on this day.
I love to. Father, we thank you today for just another broadcasting day, another week here at Great News Radio to point people back to you, either again or for the very first time. And Father, we know that life can be overwhelming and crazy, Lord, where we know that there's some things that just need to be done, Lord. If you're a parent, we know that we need to take care of the kids. If we're a worker, Lord, and things at work can kind of get overwhelming with projects and responsibilities, Lord. But in the midst of all the arms and the hands that are grabbing at us and our attention and our agenda and our calendars, Father, I pray, Lord, that we make it a priority to spend some time with you. Father, we do that, Lord, to get our strength, to get our peace, to get our direction, to find our joy, to find our identity, to find our next step in you and you alone, Father. Father, we quoted the words of Jesus in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. So, Lord, we come back to you. And, Lord, and we tap into the true vine, Jesus. And, Lord, we find our strength in you. And, Lord, we pray for those who struggle with that. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that we set aside an extra 10 minutes each and every morning to get lost back into your presence again. Father, we thank you today for this radio ministry. Lord, may you be glorified today here on Great News Radio.
And all of God's people said,
Amen.
I can hear it echoing throughout East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana, and beyond. Those of you on the internet listening to the streaming audio. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Joey Kroll with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.